When you were appointed chief executive 3 years ago, you were quoted as saying you were going to focus, I think the term was laser-like, on safety. On your watch as chief executive in those 3 years, we've had now perhaps the biggest ever oil spill in US waters, 11 deaths on Deepwater Horizon.
We take all safety issues very seriously. I do not believe that the issues that were reported this morning point to any fundamental weakness in our North Sea operations. We have a very strong track record in the North Sea. It is better than the industry average. We have seen major improvements in the course of the last 2 years. BP spills, which are a good indicator of safety performance in terms of integrity of plant, have fallen by 20% over the last 2 years, and we now lead the industry in terms of that particular metric in the North Sea.
Three storms, all of which are rather powerful, all of which were probably going to be hurricanes ultimately if they're not already there. We'll start out with Carl, and that's because Carl made landfall a couple of hours ago on the Yucatan Peninsula as a very strong tropical storm. It will probably intensify again and become a hurricane. So there you can see the forecast track with the second landfall early this weekend on Mexico's mainland. Now, Texas, you need to keep a heads up up here just in case this takes a little bit more of a northerly track. Igor and Julia, both Category 4 storms now, and both are producing the same maximum wind speed at 135 miles per hour. But look at the differences in these two things. Igor is about twice the size. Yeah, in fact, I just saw a tweet from NASA saying that this thing is about 550 miles wide, which means it would take you about 10 hours to drive across.
After those hugs and kisses and smiles on the runway, we know very little about what Sarah Short has been doing. Certainly, we do understand from her fiancé's family, from her friend's family who remain in captivity, that they want and expect that she'll be trying to get some rest here. Since touching down here in Oman, she's made it very, very clear that her priority is to secure the freedom for her fiancé and her friend who are still left behind in Tehran in Evin jail.
Staff Sergeant Junta is the eighth person to receive the Medal of Honor. It is the military's highest award for service in Afghanistan and Iraq.
It's emotional and it's great. All of this is great, but it does bring back then, you know, a lot of memories of all the people that I would love to share this moment with.